What's good, Dallas? This is your girl, Brianna Javon. And if you've been thinking about starting a podcast or taking yours to the next level, I've got you covered. Book a podcast power session with What's Good Productions. In just 30 minutes, we'll tackle your ideas, crush those hurdles, and get your podcast ready to shine. Visit whatsgood-productions.com or click the link in the show notes. Now let's get ready for the show.
What's Good Podcast.
Are you ready?
Your number one source
to all the keys in the industry.
With Brianna Javon.
It's the What's Good Podcast.
What's good?
Hey, ladies and gents, this is your girl, Brianna Javon, and we are here with another episode of What's Good Podcast. We have another bonus episode, and we are in our realm of all things fashion, so I'm super excited, and we have Angel Barajas with us. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. Thank you so much.
That is lovely to hear.
Yes. So we are going to talk about all the great things, so we're going to get right into it. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so we usually ask, as far as our first question, who is the guest? So for you, who is Angel?
My name is Angel Barajas. I am very into art. I love all types of art, but fashion spoke out to me more. Since elementary, I've done a lot of drawings, music, clay, but fashion, it spoke out to me more. So I decided to say, why not fashion? Mm-hmm. So I've just been experimenting in the creative freedom of art.
When was your first aha moment to say, this is actually where I want to go? Because, you know, a lot of times when we are young, people want to put us in school and go to school for business, or this is where the money is. The money isn't that way. So what was your aha moment to say, no, this is what I love. This is my passion. This is what I'm going to do.
Actually, it was two moments, but they were different. In sixth grade, I started doing little drawings of clothing. People were saying that's not really like big money, but I enjoyed doing it, so I stayed to it. After, I guess, a year, I kind of stopped. My sophomore year, I got back into it, and I actually had a course for graduation for costume creation. And then I realized that I actually wanted to be a fashion designer. I wanted to make clothing for everybody to feel comfortable in.
Yeah, so do you have a specific niche?
I like putting personality into elegance. So I guess I'd be a private designer to make specific pieces for specific people. Either what they ask me to do or what I feel is them.
Mm. So what does that consultation look like?
I can give an example.
Ooh.
One of my friends, give me one moment. Mm-hmm. She's more on the dark side, like more dark clothing and dark vibe.
Uh-huh, like gothic?
So, yes, like gothic.
Mm-hmm.
Let me bring over the mannequin.
Put it over here.
Oh my gosh, we love lace. Oh, I love
it. So what I did, I tried to keep up with the gothic vibe, but I wanted to put more elegance into it. So I made it into two pieces. She can decide to wear the skirt or not, but it actually comes with, I guess it would be like pants, but it's kind of shorts. Mm-hmm. So I decided to put personality into my different designs.
I love it. So where do you get your inspiration? Because that is beautiful.
Believe it or not, I actually get my inspiration from thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Like overthinking. Because when I start thinking, I go more and more into thinking. So, and I just draw what I come up with.
So how do you get into your creative space?
When I get bored, I guess that's pretty much a creative space for me. Because mm-hmm. when I get bored, I draw, color, sew. And then sometimes when I start sewing, I just go with the flow and come out with whatever comes out.
Indeed. So on the business side of it, because now I want to get into how we got to where we are today with you participating in the fashion show. When we start thinking of it as a business, how did you come up with the name for your boutique?
It was an idea from my great uncle. He suggested I use my name so it can be something personal to me. Mm. Barajas Fashion Elegance is the name of my brand. Fashion elegance being that I put all types of fashion into elegance.
Yeah.
Most of my designs will be dresses once I figure out how to work on pants.
So you're, as far as the future, you do want to scale into different pieces.
Yes, I want elegance for everybody. My goal is to make comfortable, elegant attire for everyone.
Very nice. So how are you marketing yourself in order for you to get these consultations? You're now doing collaborations with other people. So what does that look like for you to show up in your business?
As of now, I'm not doing too much of that because I still am a fashion student in college. So for now, I guess it would be through social media that I'm showcasing my designs. And if anybody asks me for something, I will create it.
Very nice.
My aunt Cameo, the blue dress, that's what I made for her. So technically, she's my first customer.
Very nice. So share your experience with that being your first customer.
That was actually my fourth design. I felt comfortable enough for it to be worn. So I asked somebody I knew that would be more than happy to help me, my aunt Cameo. But that design, I was originally thinking of her colors, her type, and I put that all into a single design.
I love that.
And she pulled it off very elegantly.
Yes. You made a very good point to where showing up for your business and now getting your family involved, because a lot of times we want to keep things to our chest. We're just working in the back end. And yes, you actually reached out to your aunt. And if I'm understanding right, Cameo is the one that's doing all the coordinating for the fashion show.
Yes, she is.
And to put it out there, if you didn't share and show up, you know, the person that you are, your boutique, and letting her know these are the things I'm trying to do, you wouldn't have been able to move forward with actually having this spotlight now to now share your designs at the fashion show, right?
Correct. Without her, I wouldn't even know this existed.
Yes. So with that being stated, because I do kind of want to share that as a lesson for business owners to like speak up. And so for you, when you actually spoke up and now you're sitting here, now I'm about to be recognized and people are about to see my designs. What does that look like for you?
I'm kind of scared, honestly, because these are my first designs into my fashion. I'm learning as I go, as you would say. But I'm excited because as a fashion student, it would be a perfect learning opportunity for me to see different types of style, other people's view on fashion. I'm excited, scared, and I just mostly scared or nervous is the proper word to say. I'm very nervous.
Yeah. And so for you on the other side, because you're going to show up and you're going to show out, right?
Yes.
What are you doing as far as preparation to get there?
Preparation, I actually have it on a planned schedule. Ooh. So I won't be overwhelmed with school, my designing, and the people that are modeling for me. So after I get done with my school, I tend to like 3 hours a day to finish some designs that I'm already finished that is going to the show. This is a little spoiler, but this right here, that's my main piece for spring.
I love the floral.
I am excited for this. Other than that, there is one piece that is a surprise to everybody, that it will be the big piece of my entrance into the spring into fashion show. But I make sure I time everything so I won't be overwhelmed, overworked, or overstressed.
Very good.
And I write down my progress. So if I miss something, I can go back and read and see where I can redo without messing up a whole line of work.
I love that for you. I love that. And so you already gave, my next question was, can you give us a little behind the scenes of what we can look forward to? But you've already done that. So I'm very grateful. And with that, the fashion show is going to happen on March 21st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Did you have any last thoughts or anything that you would like to share with the audience as we promote the event?
Actually, yes.
Go for it.
I hope everyone enjoys the Spring Into Fashion Show. And the last piece will be a hopeful showstopper. Because since it's my most dramatic piece, my Aunt Cameo has said that it can be the last piece. And I really hope that that brings as much. Actually, I can get a little spoiler.
Come on, spoiler.
Actually, let me give a little background. So, Barajas is my last name. it means the full house of the playing cards. So I guess you can guess what my signature piece will be by the shoes.
Oh, I see where we're going.
That will be my main and my main signature piece that will be there. And it will be worn none other than my little sister.
So it's a family affair.
Yep.
I love it. Well, Angel, go ahead and tell the people how they can get in touch with you on social media.
Well, if you wish to speak to me, my social media is... I actually have two social medias. Mm-hmm. But the one that I wish for everyone to contact me on, it would be Barajas_FE. But if I do not answer that, my personal Instagram would be psychotic and then dot spade.
Very nice. All right. Do we have any last words before we leave the people today?
No, that's all.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning into another episode of What's Good Podcast. As you guys know, we have genuine conversations. We don't have interviews here. And definitely support Angel and all of his endeavors. We're going to make sure that all of the information that we talked about today will be in the show notes. Other than that, thank you guys again for listening or watching. And if you're doing this morning, noon, evening, or night, have a great one, and we see you on the next episode. Thanks for joining us for another episode of What's Good Podcast with your girl, Brianna Javon. If you found today's discussion inspiring, don't forget to hit the subscribe button on your preferred podcast platform. Explore additional resources on our website at whatsgood-productions.com and find our social media links listed in the show notes. Stay tuned for more captivating stories ahead. Until next time, stay blessed and keep uplifting your community.